There are hundreds of people without shelter in the Puget Sound area who live on the streets with their pets. These animals are beloved companions that provide emotional support even during the toughest of times. But these dogs and cats also need care, from medical checkups to surgery. That's where Hannah Ekstrom comes in. She's a veterinarian who treats pets of the homeless out of a repurposed ambulance. Today we join Hannah as she heads to Seattle's Recovery Cafe, a place that provides services for people living on the margins.
The truck is interesting. It's an old medic truck. She worked in Seattle for many years. The trucks are a little bit narrower in the front than the back, so you just have to be really careful and remember that, like, she's got hips. So you have to really remember so you don't clip another car. There we go. It's really perfect for what I do, though, because we can do surgery right in here. I've got oxygen in the back. We're rigged with anesthesia. One of the challenges of getting pets spayed and neutered is that it can be really difficult for homeless individuals to organize that. They have to make sure they have the right day. They've got to get transportation there. They have to transport their pet, which can be stressful. You have to fast them. It's really complicated. And so if we can offer these services right at the location of where people are, where they gather naturally, I think we're going to have a lot better success. One, preventing overpopulation, and then also just facilitating that for people. I was driving actually through Seattle, and I saw quite a few homeless folks with their pets, and I thought, gosh, I wonder where they're getting veterinary services. And so I kind of just started rolling the thought around, and then now here we are. This is really a public health outreach. So, of course, we're here to provide veterinary care for the pets. They're so important. Pets help all of us in so many ways, but in particular, for people that don't have a home, their pet is their home. I have to say that the pets that are accompanying homeless people are some of the best taken care of pets that I've seen. I'd say the only medical issue I've seen with some of them is just they're overweight, which is so funny. But I really think people feed their pets before they feed themselves.
Come on.
My hand, or you got it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Really?
If you're gonna jump over.
I got it. What's the tricky stuff?
What you
have
to
guess? Okay. So I'm Hannah.
How you doing, Hannah?
Good. And your name?
Brian.
And who are these guys?
This is Mr. and this is Dexter.
Okay. Mr. and Dexter. All right, let's get your weight here.
Yeah. How are we doing, boo-boo?
Oh my goodness. You are not missing many meals. Okay, 21 pounds.
A little heavy, buddy.
I'd say.
Yeah.
You look like you're working out. I think your dog does.
Yeah.
And are you giving him any treats from the table, or?
Just puppy pepperonis.
Okay, well, you gotta think about that. A pupper pepperoni is like a Snickers bar.
Jesus.
So
I didn't know that.
I got this one was 21.
21. Okay.
And then that one I haven't done yet. Okay, I'm gonna have you hand that to Aaron, and then I'm gonna have you come in. We're gonna shut the doors because it's a kitty.
Okay.
You do not need any escapees. Oh my goodness, that is a big old tabby.
Yeah, he's a big old tabby. Yes.
Wow.
And we're like that.
Let's lock that door.
Inseparable.
Please. Good.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you, big old cat.
Yeah.
Look at you, big old cat.
So exactly. I want to lick my papa. He's attached to you.
You're fine, baby.
Can I take a look at your feet?
I think in order to work in this type of situation, you have to be a person that's comfortable with a little bit of chaos. So even if you are stressed and frustrated, you need to stop and take a breath and really focus on what it is that they need. I am not an expert, but this is one small thing that I can help spearhead. You know, I hope in a small way, I hope we really can have an impact. This is what we're here to do. We're here to support people, and we're here to help keep pets healthy, whatever it takes.
That audio postcard was produced by KNKX's Shauna Sowersby. She spoke with Dr. Ekstrom of Seattle Veterinary Outreach Clinic.